B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yumud Daf Mem Tes. We're going to start 12 lines from the top of the Amud. Boyer of Popper. Rav Popper is asking yet another question related to this chafino, to the collecting, to the scooping up of the k'tayres that the Kohen Gadol has to do before taking the k'tayres into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Chofan chaveroi, what happens if it's his friend, a different person, who actually scoops up the k'tayres, v'nosan etoy chofnov, and pulls it from his hands into the hands of the Kohen Gadol? Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say meloy chofnov be'inon, since the Pasuk says that he's got to take meloy chofnov k'tayres, cupped handfuls of k'tayres into the Kodesh HaKadoshim v'ho'ika, and he's got that. Oy dilmo, maybe no. V'lokach v'hevi b'inon. The Pasuk starts saying v'lokach. The Kohen Gadol has to take the spade, the shovel, with the coals, and then it says umloy chofnov v'hevi, and he brings it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he himself has to take the k'tayres to scoop up the k'tayres v'holeka, and he hasn't done that. What's the halacha, says the Gemara? Teiku, we do not know how to resolve that. Continues the Gemara, boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Another question. Chofan, what happens if the Kohen Gadol scooped up the k'tayres as he was supposed to, and he put it into this kaf, into the spoon that he was going to then take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, umeis, but before he could do that avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol died. And now the replacement, the deputy, another Kohen Gadol is taking over. Maushi konis achir b'chafinosai. Can this new Kohen now, the new Kohen Gadol, can he go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the k'tayres that was scooped up by the previous Kohen Gadol? Omer Rav Chanina. At this point, we assume that Rav Chanina was from a later generation or younger in years than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rav Chanina said, Boyur eish e'ela sarishoinim. I, Rav Chanina, asked this question, and I'm so happy to hear that the previous generations, the elders, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, already asked the question. Lememrus, the Gemara says that it seems from Rav Chanina's response, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, koshish. Well, I don't know if it seems from Rav Chanina's response, or the Gemara's asking, that it seems from this response to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Koshish, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was older than Reb Chanina. And that's why Reb Chanina was happy that the question that he actually asked was already asked by somebody older, more senior than him, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But this seems not to be the case. For Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we're now quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going to quote Reb Chanina. And from the way that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going to quote Reb Chanina with respect, calling him a Rebbe, it would seem that Reb Chanina is more senior than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because what happened? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hitir Reb Chanina, li hitir Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina allowed me, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lishtois shachalaim, to drink shachalaim, which is a type of a drink with something that heals, b'shabbos on Shabbos, made of some plant, lishtois. You needed Reb Chanina to give you permission, to give you a halachic ruling that you can drink on Shabbos? Pshita, it goes without saying, that none. We learned in the Mishnah, kol ha'oichlin, oichl adam l'refuah. You're anything that is edible and is normally eaten, you're allowed to eat, even l'refuah, even if it's going to heal you. V'chol ha'mashkin, shoyse adam l'refuah. And any drink a person can drink, even if it's going to heal him. So says the Gemara that Elo lishchoik v'lishtois shachalaim b'shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said it was the ruling of Reb Chanina that allowed me to actually grind these shachalaim and drink the drink of it on Shabbos. Now the lishchoik, that's already also on Shabbos, it's a melacha. How could he do that? Says the Gemara, Heichadomi. On what grounds was he allowed to do that? Ide'ikasakanta, was it pikuach nefesh? Was it life-threatening? Mishrashori, then I can understand, it's muta. Vide'lekasakanta, if it wasn't life-threatening, meser osir, it's osir. Says the Gemara. That means either way, why do you need Reb Chanina? If it's life-threatening, you don't need a heta. And if it's not life-threatening, how could he give you the heta? Says the Gemara, La'olam d'ikah sakanta. The truth is, it was life-threatening, and we needed healing, and it would have been mutter to do it on Shabbos. So what's the question? V'hocha kami boile. He says the question was, does this shachalayim, or the drink, or the water of this shachalayim, does it heal at all? If it heals, then even though it involves chilul Shabbos to prepare it, it's mutter because of pikuach nefesh. But I need to know if it heals. Mimasya. Does it heal the neichel alayu shabbata, that in order that I would then be allowed to be mechal Shabbos to prepare it? Or is it not got any healing properties? And then obviously you cannot prepare it on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, I went to Rabbi Chanina as a doctor, as somebody who's an expert in the medical field. Why is Rabbi Chanina the one that you went to ask whether this water of the shachalayim heals? Mishum deboki berufoi, so he was an expert in healing. Domer Rabbi Chanina, how do we know that? Rabbi Chanina himself said, "Me'olam lo yishaleni odom." It never happened that somebody asked me al makas preido levona, about somebody who got hurt, who got kicked by a white mule, v'chaya, and he survived. So he seemed to be very proficient and well versed in the concepts of medicine. The Gemara says, I don't understand. We know that people who've been injured by a white mule, and they have survived. Eima, I didn't mean v'chaya, that means to survive. I meant v'eima v'chayas, and they got healed. Anyone who got injured by a white mule, the injury didn't heal. But we see that even the injury of a white mule, it does heal. Says the Gemara, Basumkon, we're talking about a red mule. Even though we spoke before about a levona, no. It's a red mule, inhu, v'chivron resh kra'ayhu. And their feet had white tips on them. Those red mules with white tips, on those I said before, that if one gets injured by them, then one doesn't get cured from them. So either way, how did Rabbi Shua ben Levi refer to Reb Chanina? He said to him, Li hitir Rabbi Chanina. He called him Rabbi. Mikol mokim shma mino. So you see from the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi referred to Reb Chanina with dignity and respect, the Reb Chanina koshesh, the Reb Chanina was senior to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So when Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the original question, Chofan v'meis mahu, then what was Reb Chanina saying? I'm so happy that the older ones asked the question, who's the older ones? Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Rabbi Shua ben Levi was his junior. Answers the Gemara el-Hachi Koma. What Rav Chisda said was, She'iloson, I'm happy for Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who's more junior, that the question he asked, K'she'ilo shel Rishonim, is similar to the question I, Rabbi Chanina, already asked, and I'm his elder. I'm older than Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and I'm happy for Rabbi Shua ben Levi that the questions he's asking are asked already by people who are more senior than him. Then could it be that Rabbi Chanina actually asked this question? Because that's what we're getting at. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked, Chofan umeis mahu, what's the halacha if after the Kohen scooped up the Keteres and then he died, can the next Kohen go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Keteres that the previous Kohen Gadol scooped? Is that really something that Rabbi Chanina would be contemplating and asking and entertaining the idea that it's even possible? Let's see what Rabbi Chanina himself says. Rabbi Chanina says, and we're going to see this later on in the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, that when it says in the Pasuk, Bezois Yovai Aaron el HaKodesh, that the Kohen Gadol can come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bepar Ben Bokor Lechatos V'ayel Oilo, with a bull. When it says that he comes in with a bull, and it has to be his bull, as we know, it's Paroi, V'loi Bedomoi. He's got to come in with his bull, not just with blood of a bull. Here, with the Shechita, we've already learned previously in the Masechta, when was the bull shechted? Before he scooped up the Keteres. We learned about that earlier. So here you've got this Kohen who did the Shechita. The blood is in the process of being stirred by this person, as we saw at the end of the previous Perek. And now the previous Kohen Gadol, whilst the blood was being stirred, then went and scooped up the Keteres, and then he died. his bull has been shechted already. Rav Chanina says bepar v'loy bedomoy shel par. Every kohen gadol, when the kohen gadol goes into the kodesh hakadoshim b'zoisi of Aaron el hakodesh bepar, he has to own his own bull. It's not good enough that you're going in with blood. This second kohen gadol, is it his bull? It's not his bull. This bull belonged to the previous kohen, the kohen gadol, the one that's not alive anymore. So it must be Rav Chanina holds that the second kohen gadol who's taking over must shecht a new, and has to take a new bull, his bull, and he has to shecht another bull. But you've already done, the previous kohen gadol has already scooped up the k'tayres. Are you allowed to scoop up k'tayres before the shechita of your bull? No, normally the order is first the bull gets shechted and then you scoop up the k'tayres. Over here, Rav Chanina says that the next kohen gadol has to shecht his own bull, then he obviously has to do a new chafina. He has to scoop up the k'tayres, because otherwise the k'tayres that was scooped up by the previous kohen gadol was scooped up before his shechita. V'omer Rav Chanina hold, k'tayres shechofna koidim shechita sapar, if the k'tayres was scooped up before the bull was shechted, le'oso v'loi klum, it's possible. You have to do a new chafina after the shechita. So since Rav Chanina holds that you need to do a new shechita, and then obviously you have to do a new chafina, what's the question? Can the second kohen gadol go in with the spoon of the k'tayres that was scooped up by the previous kohen gadol? Of course not. What's Rav Chanina doing asking this question at all? Says the Gemara Hachi Ka'omar. This is what Rav Chanina was saying. Midu komi boy leha. Since Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked this question, Michlal, it would seem from the question that Rabbi Shua ben Levi de Kosova, he holds bepar, when it says in the pasuk b'zoisi of Aaron el hakodesh bepar v'afilu b'domi shel par. Rabbi Shua ben Levi clearly holds you do not need to do a new shechita. It's good enough to go in with the blood of the bull, even though this blood came from a different kohen's bull. So the first kohen gadol died, the blood's still there, it's being stirred, and the new kohen gadol can go in with that blood. So it doesn't need a new shechita. If so, the question is, that was Rabbi Shua ben Levi's question, do you have to, in any case, do another chafina or not? Ulamayda svirule she'ilosoi, and this that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who holds this way, that you do not need to do a new shechita, and he asked this question, do you have to do a new chafina? K'she'ela sereshoinim, all those who argued with me, Rabbi Chanina, I, Rabbi Chanina, hold, you have to do a new shechita. Bepar v'loy bedomei shel par, and therefore, according to me, of course you need to do a new chafina. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you asked the question, obviously held that you do not need a new shechita, and therefore he asked the question. And those chachomim who argued with me, Rav Chanina, and who held like him and said that you do not need a new shechita, they also asked the same question, and they were also his senior. And that's what Rav Chanina was saying, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked a question that people senior than him already asked, not Rav Chanina himself. The people, his colleagues of Rav Chanina, the chaverim of Rav Chanina, who argued with him in this issue of whether you need to do a new shechita or not, and exactly who these chachamim are, we're going to see in the Gemara a bit later. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we've understood exactly on the background on what basis Rabbi Shua ben Levi can ask the question. He holds that you don't need to do a new shechita. It's good enough to go in with the blood of the kohen gadol, that the previous kohen gadol. The question is, do you need to do a new chafina? So may have alo. What's the bottom line with that? What's left with that? What's the alocha? Omer of Papa. Rav Papa said as follows. Which is something we've already mentioned previously, and is actually going to be an official question, going to be asked in the Gemara in a few lines from now, that what does the Kohen Gadol have to do another chafina in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Which means, does he have to re-pour out the k'tayres from the kli into his hands, and then from his hands pour it onto the coals, or not? So if Papa says, in the event that you do have to do a new chafina, then chaveri nichnas bechafinosi. Then the second kohen gadol can go into the kodesh hakodoshim with the spoon of k'tayres from the previous kohen gadol. What was your question? Maybe he has to do a chafina himself, as it says in the pasuk v'lokach v'hevi. He will do a chafina. He's going to do the chafina in the kodesh hakodoshim. D'ha mikayma. He's going to do a chafina in the Kodesh Kedoshim. However, according to the opinion, or in the event that we'll assume that the Kohen Gadol does not do a new chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he only does the scooping up once. When you initially took the Ktayres, that's the question. Since this Kohen Gadol is not the one that did the scooping, it was the previous Kohen Gadol who died, can this Kohen Gadol go in like that based on the chafina of the previous Kohen Gadol or not? That was what Rav Papa analyzed the situation here. Rav Huna said in the name of the Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said to Rav Papa, Adrabba, I argue with you on the contrary. If he has to do a re-scooping, which means he has to pour out from the spoon back into his hands before pouring the Keteris onto the coals, then of course he cannot rely on the previous Kohen Gadol's scooping. Of course the second Kohen cannot go in with the Keteris of the first Kohen, because we know that Chafina has to be exactly full, every Kohen, according to the size of his hands. It's not likely that two Kohen Gadols have exactly the same size hands. So that certainly wouldn't work. However, in the event that one does not have to scoop it up again, then to boilecho, that's the question. The question will be, if you don't have to scoop it up again, can you rely on the chafina, on the scooping of the first, of the original Kohen Gadol? And this is where the Gemara officially says we had this question. Does the Kohen Gadol, besides for scooping up the Keteres at first and putting it into the spoon and taking it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does he have to again, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, pour it back into his hands? And we already discussed earlier that the reason that he put it into the spoon, into the ladle, was because he had no choice. He had to do that because at the same time he has to take in the shovel of the coals. He cannot have his hands full of Keteres and take in a shovel of coals. We discussed that previously. So the question is, what happens? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does he just pour the Keteres onto the coals, or does he have to first empty the Keteres into his hands and then pour from his hands onto the coals? Tashma, we're going to try and bring proof. We've seen this a little bit before, that the Mishnah said, Kachoyso Midoso. The Mishnah said at the beginning of the Perek on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that every Kohen scoops up the Keteres according to the size of his hands. And that was the measure. What does that mean? We already saw there's three different ways of reading that. The Gemara is going to say that again here. So we assume Kachoyso Midoso means my love, Kashem Shem Midoso B'chutz, in the same way as he measured and scooped up the Keteres outside before going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, kach midoso mibifnim. He did the same inside. So you see that he's chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen. You see that clearly. And if that would be the case, then coming back to our question here, we saw that Rav Huna said to Rav Papa that if chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen, of course the second Kohen has to do a new chafina because the size is going to be different. He's got different size hands than the original Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara Loi, that's not what the Mishnah means, or maybe it's not what the Mishnah means. There could be other ways of understanding the Mishnah. Dilma, maybe what the Mishnah means, Shem Rotzo La'asis Mida Oisa, that if he doesn't want to scoop it up with his hands, he wants to create a utensil that has exactly the amount, the measure that he would have had he scooped it up. He's allowed to. The kachi midosa, that's the measure of the utensil, should he want to make one. And we discussed that before. Is he allowed to make such a utensil or not? And one of the proofs we tried was from the Mishnah that kachi midosa, that's what it means. There we refuted it, saying maybe the Mishnah doesn't mean that. Maybe it means chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen. Inami shalo yechsav v'shalo yosir, that the words kachi midosa means make sure it's exactly the two hands full, a cupped hands, not more and not less. And so we cannot bring proof from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah could mean any one of three different things. Toshma, but however, we're going to bring proof from elsewhere that choyfen v'choyzer v'choyfen. Because from a braisa it says, Ketzadu oisa, how does he do the second chafina? It says explicitly that he does a second chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The question is how? There's one thing at the beginning where they brought out a shovel full of Keteres, and he would put his hands in and scoop out what he has to scoop out. But here he's not doing that. He's already done that. He's poured the Keteres into this spoon, into this ladle. Now, how is he going to get it all back into his hands now? How's he going to tip the contents of a ladle into his hands if it's going to fill up his hands completely? So what should he do? Oichos es abozoch beroshe etzboisov. He starts by grasping this ladle, this spoon, at the tips on his fingertips. He holds his hands in a cupped shape, and he holds the base of the of this bozoch, of this spoon, with his fingertips. And then slowly, v'yesh oimrim b'shinov, and others say with his teeth. And then slowly, umale begoidlo, uses his thumbs to slowly, slowly move the whole bozoch, the whole ladle, towards his body. The ladle, the handle of the ladle is facing his body, and he's going to slowly, slowly move that whole full bozoch towards himself, towards his body, until the tip of the ladle can be grasped in between his two elbows that he's put next to each other. He's holding his elbows in front of his stomach, he's holding his elbows together, and that's how he's going to grasp the tip of the handle of this ladle. Umale begoidlo, he brings it forwards with his thumbs, adshem agas lebein atzile yodov, until the handle reaches his elbows, and then v'choyzer u'machziron, and somehow he turns it over, maybe with using his thumbs, or maybe rolling the handle a bit with his elbows, and now he's slowly going to turn this bozoch, this spoon, onto its side, letting the contents of it pour back into his hands. And then it pours, he re-pours it back into his hands. And then he piles it up onto he heaps the k'tayres from his hands, he heaps it onto the coals lying on the shovel on the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why would he pile it up? Why would he heap it up in a heap on the coals? Kodesh HaYashno Shoy Helova, in order that the smoke should be slow in rising. V'yashayimim, others say, not Tzoivro, he doesn't heap it onto the coals, rather Mefazro, he spreads it over the coals. Kodesh HaYashno Memaheres Lova, in order that the smoke should start rising much quicker. V'zuhi Avoida Kosher Shabimigdash, and this was the hard avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, to have to somehow maneuver this bozoch and empty its contents without spilling anything back into his hands. Asks the Gemara, Zuhi? And we had this before. This is the only hard avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. For Suloi, there's no more. V'ayika Malika. Doing the Malika, which is a type of shechita on a bird, which is actually not using a knife, rather using the thumbnail. Vayika kmitza, we saw before in the Gemara at the top of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that doing the kmitza of a minchas, machavas, or marcheshes, where it's not just flour, it's much bigger pieces of the mincha that need to be broken off with one's thumb and little finger in order that the kmitza should be exactly the full kmitza, not more, not less. Those are also hard avoidus. Elo zuhi avoida kosher, me avoidis kosher sheba migdosh. Over here, pouring out the contents of the k'tayres back into his hands is one of the difficult avoidus in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, what do we see from here? Shema mino, choyfen, v'choyzer, v'choyfen, shema mino. So we see that the Kohen Gadol does have to pour the contents of the spoon back into his hands before pouring the k'tayres onto the coals. Continues the Gemara, Iboyeluhu. Shochat, what happens if the Kohen Gadol shechted the bull? Before we said, what happens if after he shechted the bull, the Kohen Gadol scooped up the k'tayres and put it into this bozoch, into this spoon, and then the Kohen Gadol died? What happens if he shechted the bull and died? He hasn't yet done he hasn't necessarily done the chafina at all. Maushi konis achir bedomoy, and this is what we saw before with Reb Chanina. Can somebody else, can the next Kohen, the Kohen Gadol that's going to take over, can he go and use the blood that's being stirred, that came from the bull that belonged to the previous Kohen Gadol, can he use it? Can the second Kohen Gadol use that blood, or does he have to shecht a new par, a new bull? Mi omrinon, do we say that the Pasuk says Bazois Yove Aaron el HaKodesh Bepar ben Bokor Bepar Vafilu Bedomi Shel Par? Either you can own a bull and shecht it, or you can just have the blood of a bull that was shechted that belonged to a previous Kohen Gadol? Or Dilma, no. It's not good enough that you just have the blood of somebody else's bull. You have to have owned your own bull. Reb Chanina Omer, as we saw in Amud Aleph, Reb Chanina holds, it's not sufficient that you just use the blood of somebody else's bull. You have to shecht your own bull. Rosh Lakish Omer, Rosh Lakish is one of those who argued with Reb Chanina and says, bepar v'filu b'domi shel par. Reb Ami Omer, bepar v'loi b'domi shel par. Reb Ami says, like Reb Chanina. Reb Yitzchok Nafcha Omer, bepar v'filu b'domi shel par. He says, like Rosh Lakish, that says that you do not need to shecht a new bull. And it's here, Reb Yitzchok Nafcha and Rosh Lakish, who they were the ones who asked the question that Reb Yeshua ben Levi asked on the Gemara Amud Aleph, that if you don't need to shecht a new bull, do you have to do a new chafina in the event that the Kohen Gadol died after he did chafina? Says the Gemara, Eisvei Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchok Nafcha. Reb Ami asked Reb Yitzchok Nafcha, he's asking a question. You, Reb Yitzchok Nafcha, say that you don't need to shecht another bull. How is it going to work with the following Gemara? Nimnin, that when it comes to Korban Pesach, we learned about this in Psochim Daf Samach and Daf Peites, that one can register people onto the Korban Pesach, but even after they've been registered, they can withdraw from this list, from belonging to this Korban Pesach, and register on a different Korban Pesach. Until when? Nimninu moishchin yedeh mimenu at sheyishchet. Until the Korban Pesach is shechted. Once the Korban Pesach is shechted, that's it. You can no longer be nimnin u'moishchin. You cannot be registered on it anymore, and you cannot withdraw from it. Why? Because we learn from the Pasuk says, v'im yim atabayis mihayois miseh, that you have the minui has to be on a seh, on a sheep. V'im isa, if, says Reb Ami to Yitzchok Nafcha, if you, Yitzchok Nafcha, are right, that when it says in the Pasuk, v'zois yov'aron el ha-kodesh bepar, that the Kohen Gadol comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a bull, and you're saying, Reb Yitzchok Nafcha, say that a bull doesn't necessarily mean a live bull. It means just the blood is also good enough, afilu b'domi shel par. If so, it's still called a par, even after it's not alive. If so, then regarding Korban Pesach, why don't you say that it's considered a seh, mihiyos miseh, ad she yizroik, until you do the Zrikas Adam, all the while that the blood is still here and haven't yet sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, you haven't poured it onto the Mizbeach, then it's still considered that the Seh is here. You should still be able to be Nimnin v'moishchin. Achi Yizrik mi boile. So why do you say only Achi Yishchit? Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Shani hosom dichsiv mihiyois miseh. Since it says the word mihayos miseh, the word mihayos means that the seh, the lamb, the sheep is there. What does it mean? Michiyusud seh, that it's there in with all its life. All the while that this lamb is still there, alive, that's when you can register and withdraw from it. After that, not. Mosiv Marzutra. Marzutra is going to ask a different question. And this is regarding redeeming a peter chamoyer, a firstborn donkey. The halacha is, the pasuk says, you have to redeem it onto a seh, onto a lamb. But you cannot redeem it, loy be'egel, not onto a calf, loy be'chaya, not on an undomesticated animal, loy be'shchuta, not on a shechted seh, loy be'treifa, if it's a treifa seh, loy be'kilayim. Kilayim is a male goat with a female sheep, called a ewe. Or v'loi b'koi, which is a male goat that mated with a female deer and had an offspring. All those are not good enough. They're not called seh. Elo b'seh, it has to be a regular, live, kosher seh. A lamb, a sheep. So what do we see? We see that shchuta, a shechted seh, is not considered seh. Upeter chamer tifte b'seh, and it says not with a shechted one. So how can you say that b'par means even a shechted par, just the blood of the par, is considered a par? You said here that seh, a shechted seh, is not considered a seh. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Zegzeris Akos of the Aleph, seh mi Pesach. It says, upeter chamer tifte b'seh, and it says regarding Korban Pesach also, it says, v'mima patabayitz miyois miseh, it says that it mentions a seh, so we learn out from Pesach. In the same way as Pesach, it has to be michiyusa de seh, so also the pidyon of the peter chamoyer has to be with a live seh. Ima Lalon asks the Gemara, if so, if you learn out peter chamoyer from Pesach, maybe it has to be zohar, it has to be male, tam, it has to be without a blemish, uben shono, and it has to be a year old, or up to a year old, then are you going to say afkan regarding peter chamoyer? You can only redeem the donkey with a male sheep, with an unblemished sheep, a sheep up to a year old. Talmud loimer tifte ribo. No, it says in the pasuk twice v'chol peter chamoyer tifte b'se v'imloy sifte v'arafto v'chol b'choyer odom b'vanecho tifte. It says twice the word tifte there ribo to include even a zohar. Even if it's not a zohar, not a tam, and not ben shana. E tifte tifte riba. If you've got this extra pasuk to say that you can redeem it even on things that are not similar to Korban Pesach, then afilu kulunami. Then what about all the things we mentioned before? Egel, chaya, shchuta, treifa, etc. Says imkein se maya hanile. If you can redeem it on anything, why does the pasuk say se? It says se to tell us it has to be a se, to the exclusion of all the things we excluded, including Shchuta. When it says Tifteh, Tifteh, to say that it doesn't have the other restrictions of Korban Pesach, namely Zohar, Tam, and Ben Shono. Continues the Gemara, Eisei Reb Yitzchok Nafcha L'Reb Ami. Now we're asking a question the other way around. Reb Yitzchok Nafcha, who said that Bepar means Afilu Bedomei Shel Par, is asking a question against Reb Ami, who says that Par means it has to be that the bull belongs to him. Does it not say in the Pasuk, the Vahoitzi es kol hapar? The pasuk says Vahoitzi es kol hapar el mechutz lamachne, that afterwards, and this is part of the Yom Kippur Avodah, this bull is later, it's been shechted already, but the par is going to be taken outside the machne. The question is over there, what's taken out of the machne? The pasuk says the par, the bull. Well, this bull is not alive anymore, and you see the pasuk calls it a bull. So how can you, the Reb Ami say, that par v'loy b'domi shel par, that par means alive par, is not good enough just that you have the blood of the par? Over there we call a par even though it's not alive anymore. Answers the Gemara, sheyotzi es kulo. What it means is that whatever's left of the par, what was a par, whatever's left of it, take outside the machne. Asks the Gemara another question, that the pasuk says, Ve'is par hachatos, ve'is seir hachatos, ashehuva es domam lechaper b'kodesh, yotzel mechutz lamachane. Again, we refer to the par hachatos and the seir hachatos, even though they're not alive anymore. So in the first question where it says v'hoytzies kol hapar, there we can answer that sheyotzies kuloi means everything that's left of it, take out, that we answered. But here in this next pasuk, it's a different pasuk that the next pasuk the Gemara brings. It doesn't say kol, it just says this parachatos. You should take out the bull and take it out of the machane. And this bull is not alive anymore. And since it doesn't say the word kol, you can't say shayotzi es kuloi. So you see that par is considered a par, even though it's not alive anymore. That's how Tosfos explains this question. Omer Rav Papa answers, you have to understand like this. Bo'oiru bosor uperesh, when it's talking about the skin of the animal is there, and the flesh is there, and the intestines are there, then the kuli alma le pligi, everybody agrees that it's considered a par. Ki pligi, the question is, bedam, when all you're referring to is the blood, just the blood, is that called a par? When it says bezoisi ove aron hakodesh el hakodesh bepar, and over there all you've got, all the second kohen gadol is going to use now of the original bull, is going to sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's only using the blood. He's going Bezois Yovoi Aaron El HaKodesh. And this blood, is that considered his bull, or is it considered a bull or not? Marasavar Dam Ikripar, or Marasavar Dam Lo Ikripar. The Machlekas we had before, Reb Chanina and Reb Shlokish, or Reb Ami and Reb Yitzchok Nafcha, they're arguing, is Dam, is just the blood, considered a par or not considered a par? Omer Rav Ashi says, Mistabra, it's probable that Commander Omar Dam Ikri Par, it's probable that blood on its own is called a par, and therefore, if the Kohen Gadol dies after the Shechita, the second Kohen Gadol does not need to shecht his own bull. It's good enough that he goes in with the blood of the original bull. Why? Tuchsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, in this Pasuk we've been talking about, Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh Bepar Ben Bokor. Well, what do you think this Pasuk means? It's talking about going into the Kodesh HaKodashim with a par. Well, Otu Bekarne Mayele? Does anyone entertain the idea that you actually go with the bull, pull it by its horns alive into the Kodesh HaKodashim? Of course not. Ela Bedomai. The only thing that you take into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the first Kohen Gadol, the second Kohen Gadol, any Kohen Gadol, all you ever take into the Kodesh HaKodashim is just the blood, Vekari Le Par, and the Pasuk calls it Par. So you see clearly that it's enough that the blood, that you have the blood, and it doesn't matter if the bull itself belonged to a different Kohen Gadol. Ve'idach, and the other opinions who say that the bull has to belong to the Kohen Gadol, they read the Pasuk as follows. Of course they agree that you don't take the bull into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. B'meh huchshar Aaron lo ve'el HaKodesh, what gives permission, what prepares the Kohen Gadol to be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the blood? Bepar ben bokor lechatas, only if he owns the whole live bull, and he brought and owned a live bull and brought it to the Beis HaMikdash for this intentions of shechting on Yom Kippur, then he can take the blood into the Kodesh HaKodashim. But this Kohen now, who he didn't bring this bull belonged to a different Kohen Gadol. Therefore, he has no permission to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim with that blood, and those opinions hold that he has to shecht his own bull in order to have the blood to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.